The college's Dr. David Bond says his group went door to door to talk to residents about health issues they or their relatives who previously lived in the village may have suffered that have been linked to exposure to PFOA. PFOA, a chemical which was widely used in nonstick Teflon pots and pans and stain-resistant carpets, leaked from the former St. Gobain Performance Plastics plant and contaminated the water supply in Hoosick Falls. The canvassers found 31 incidences of kidney cancer, 11 cases of testicular cancer, 231 people with thyroid disease, 71 incidents of ulcerative colitis, and 35 cases of pregnancy-induced hypertension.
We heard heartbreaking stories of sickness with the 6 illnesses linked to PFOA exposure. While residents knew we could not prove PFOA caused the illness that struck their family, they insisted their loss be counted.
The Vermont-based college is just across the border from Hoosick Falls, and Bond says parts of Bennington and a portion of Petersburg, New York, have also been affected by PFOA contamination.
I have seen the fallout of PFOA firsthand. Home values dissolved in the stigma of contamination, gardens tended for years now abandoned, children with impossibly difficult questions, and new fears of tap water.
Bond was joined by Judith Enck, a former EPA administrator under President Obama, who says the survey shows more assistance is needed.
We are calling for the establishment of a long-term health monitoring program fully funded by the polluters, not the taxpayers.
The incidences of the diseases in Bennington College's survey are far higher than what was reported in a more limited study by the New York State Department of Health that was released in May of 2017. That study looked at existing cancer rate data in the New York State Registry and limited its scope to current residents within the village border over a 20-year period. It found there was not a statistically significant increase in any of the types of cancers associated with PFOA exposure. It also found that thyroid cancer cases were actually lower than the average rate. Bond says the health department study did not talk to any residents and did not gather data on any other diseases linked to PFOA exposure.
It raises questions about how comprehensive the data that's in the cancer registry is.
The state health department's deputy commissioner for public health, Brad Hutton, says he stands by the study, but also welcomes the new information found by Bennington College.
I think that these complement each other and really shouldn't be used to try and contradict each other.
Hutton says he agrees that more research is needed. He says New York is one of 9 states asking the Trump administration's EPA to do a nationwide study on health effects potentially linked to the PFOAs. And he agrees that the polluters should pay for longer-term health monitoring. Enck, when she was EPA administrator, clashed with the state health department over Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration's initial reluctance to notify Hoosick Falls residents of potential contamination. Enck was the first environmental official in October of 2015 to tell residents not to drink the water. The Cuomo administration did not create an action plan to address the issue until late January in 2016. Hutton says those days are behind them.
We're really more concerned with moving forward.
Cuomo's opponent in the Democratic primary for governor, Cynthia Nixon, visited Hoosick Falls this past April, where she criticized the governor's handling of the drinking water issue. Enck endorsed Nixon for governor at that time. Nixon, in a statement, says the Bennington College study shows that Cuomo is not doing nearly enough to take care of this community. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.